Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well, then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 18th edition, six game early, five game main slate, another split slate for you like on Wednesday. Hope you guys had a great Wednesday. Lots of fun across the diamond, full day of action for you guys. If you need any help, I'm on Twitter at BDentric or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes, or if you're watching it on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up and leave a comment. That is great as well. Season-long fantasy baseball still kicking and helps you with DFS as well. Bench Republic coming at you twice a week. Recap the week 20 fad with Bat Flip Crazy on Tuesdays. Got Bubba and the Bloom recapping what we just wrapped up, the first seven rounds of the first 2023 NFBC Draft Champions Draft with 15 very, very strong analyst players around the league. So that was a ton of fun. And Ryan and I will recap that on Thursday night. So I recommend you guys check that out. But we're here for you. Six game early, five game main slate. Let's get to the totals. On the six game early, Rockies Cardinals 7.5, A's Rangers 8.5, Astros White Sox 8.5, Dodgers Brewers 7.5, Cubs Orioles 9, D-backs Giants 7. So it looks like we got some good pitching just based on the totals. And we do. We kick things off with Corbin Burns, $10,500 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's a good GPP spot. Dodgers are good. We know this obvious stuff, but Burns has a great ceiling for a small slate. It's the Dodgers, so it's tricky. They only strike out 19% of the time over the past month with a 134 WRC plus and 220 ISO versus righties. But Burns is an elite option. So if you want to go there and attack the Dodgers when most won't, I think it's great, especially on a small slate. Brings a good floor with ceiling, but maybe you don't do it because it is the Dodgers. But definitely an angle to go to on this one. I would love a stretched out Andrew Heaney, but he only went 60 pitches his last time out. He did go 81 to start prior, so. When you get 80 plus, it's interesting just for the fact that the Milwaukee Brewers are struggling versus lefties, 28.5% K rate, 0.92 ISO, 64 WRC plus over the last month. So keep an eye if we get any reports. If somehow Heaney's giving us 80 plus pitches, he's interesting. I'd still prefer Burns for 1,000 more, but you can go Heaney, try to get some strikeouts wrapped up. Hopefully he goes five and see where the night takes you in that one. All right. Some other options for you. Logan Webb is $8,800 against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Is a great spot for Webb. Back-to-back 20-plus point performances. Did struggle a bit against Arizona in Arizona's last time out, but you know Webb's got five or more Ks in three of his last four. He's getting seven or more innings in his last two starts. Hopefully he's figured something out. And he gets a Diamondbacks team you can pick on. They're striking out 17.5% over the last month, but 253 average, 103 WRC+. $8,800. Day games are a little warmer there in San Francisco, though, so keep that in mind, but you got that going for you. In reality, you should just take Zach Gallen for $300 less at $8,500. He's been a monster, 30-plus points in back-to-back, and in three of his last five, faced the Giants, five innings, one earned, five Ks back on the 27th. On a small slate like that, that is a very strong floor, to be honest with you. And we know the ceiling, Giants striking out 21% of the time. I think Gallen at $8,500 is a very, very, very strong play on this slate. Which Adam Wainwright do we get today? Do we get 32 points like last time or minus 0.8? I'm going to go with the 20-plus to 30-plus point production here against the Road Rockies on a getaway day. So give me some Adam Wainwright at a discount here against the Rockies. So this could be a slate where you just fade the Brewers and Dodgers game. Just fade it. Go Zach Gallen and Allen at Adam Wainwright at 85 and 79. Get all the bats you want because we got some great spots to attack bats. That Cubs-Baltimore game is looking tasty. You got some Texas bats. You got St. Louis bats. So pretty much Gallen and Wainwright's where I'd focus. You could look at Webb and Burns. And, man, Heaney's got that wild card on this one. The bats on this six-game early slate, though, mentioned lots of ways to go. Wilson Contreras against Spencer Watkins at 59. Don't mind that at all. But Adley Rutschman at 49 to save $1,000. Adley's on fire. $4,900 versus Adrian Sampson. That's a really, really good-looking spot there for Mr. Adley Rutschman. Sean Murphy double-donged on Wednesday. Goes up against Dane Dunning. I still, if I'm paying that much, give me Adley and go from there. But I'm just going to just jump to it. You know, Joey Bart's fine. He's just hitting everything. But let's just get real. Let's keep it simple. Move right along. Langoliers, I told you, he can rake. He went to Pound Town, Ding Dong City on Wednesday night. He's still $2,000. He's got Dane Dunning, so I'll pay the bare minimum. Give me some Langoliers if you're not paying up for like an Adley Rutschman on this slate. First base position, you can go Goldie versus Sensatella. No worries at that at all. But Wisdom's interesting versus Watkins in a contrarian way. Not in love with it, but it's intriguing. But I'd go down a little farther, maybe a Trey Boo Boo against Giolito. Giolito's just been bad. I know I usually want lefties versus Gio, but he's been so bad that Trey Boo Boo can be a nice, interesting contrarian angle. You get Ryan Mountcastle, I prefer him versus lefties, but Sampson, you can exploit that too. But in reality, like I like Dane Dunning, but if you want to attack him with some A's, you got Langoliers for $2,000. You got Seth Brown at $3,200. Those are a couple strong angles you can look to there. Other than that, Higgins was starting for the Cubs. He went deep on Wednesday's catcher first base at 2,400 if you need to, but I'm not sure I'm in love with that idea. Second base, Altuve's fine. Stole two bags on Wednesday night, $5,300 against Giolito. The Astros are a decent pay-up spot, as you'd expect. Marcus Semien versus the lefty Logue at 43, way too cheap. Semien let us down, but I'll keep playing that value at that price point. So Semien at 43 is very, very nice. Don't mind Nolan Gorman if you're stacking St. Louis. If you're not, then it's easily Marcus Semien at that price point. But in a St. Louis stack, I can see Gorman at $4,300 for Sensatella. That does have some appeal as well. Going down to low threes into the 2K range. Small slate, nothing really. Sheldon Noisy got called back up by the A's when they got rid of Elvis Andrus. He's second base, third base eligible. He's only $2,000. So I'm not saying you need a lot of this value unless you want to stack up the Astros because they're all expensive, but you got some serious A's value. That's two $2,000 guys. I'm not in love with Sheldon Noisy, but for $2,000, he can pop off. He's going to pop in that bat. Third base, Arenado at $5,400. If you're playing St. Louis, I like that quite a bit. Bregman at 48 is not bad. But in a tournament, I have no problem with Max Muncy as a one-off versus Burns. Muncy went deep again. He's red, red hot. Burns can give up the long ball from time to time. So if he's, I'm not stacking the Dodgers, but if you're like a contrarian tournament play, Muncy at 44 is a decent look for you. Cheaper plays, though, man, this is an interesting slate. There's a couple good games to attack, and then it's like, bleh. Like J.D. Davis is $2,700. He got the start on Wednesday, went deep off a righty. We'll see if he gets the start on it. You just don't know how they're going to play it out. That's the problem. But Emmanuel Rivera at 26, I know it's Logan Webb, but I'm still a fan of what he's doing. Duran for Texas is only $2,300 versus Logue. That's a good value as well going up against Logue. Shortstop, Trey Turner. Yeah. Corey Seager, though, at 51, I like that a lot. And if you are fading Andrew Heaney, Willie Adames at $5,000 mashes lefties. You got Nico Horner at 47. The Cubs are expensive on this slate, but they do get Spencer Watkins. So it's an intriguing pay-up spot that I think if people are paying that much, they're probably paying for Houston, not Chicago. So that's something to consider as well. But Jorge Mateo at 38 is a very good value going up against Sampson. I like that quite a bit. And that's about it. Shortstop as usual. Well, like Brandon Crawford's $2,000. I'm not looking to attack Gallen, but he's $2,000. I don't think we talked about so many other values. I don't think you need to go there. Mookie Betts is always worth the tournament play. I don't care who's pitching, $6,100. Not my favorite, but I get it. But Santander at 51, Cedric Mullins at $5,000. I like both of those a lot against Sampson. So those are some good spots for you. You got Yelich, yeah, maybe not, but Kyle Tucker's only 45. That's too cheap. Too cheap for Kyle Tucker, especially against Lucas Giolito. Ian Happ at 44 is a good tournament play. You got Eloy Jimenez. He's not bad for at 4,300. Going down below 4K now. If Dylan Carlson's in the lineup, maybe, but I'll get to somebody else I like for St. Louis. It'll be super cheap. Again, you probably, it might be a day to sleep money on the table, bottom line. that might be an inning. But Franmil Reyes, he's over 3K now. He's $3,100. Keep playing him. He had another great game on Wednesday. The dude is hitting very, very well. So keep playing him while he's too cheap. Tyrone Taylor, if he's in the Brewers lineup, he's $2,600 for Heaney. Not bad. He loves his lefties. So I could see that as some appeal. But where did they price him? They must have moved him up a couple. No, he's right there. Yeah, he moved up $100. Lars Nootbaar is $2,400. He led off for the Cardinals on Wednesday. Hit by a pitch, two walks, and he scored two or three runs, and he was $2,300. He paid off that easily. He's $2,400. He's playing very, very well. So keep an eye on him as well.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
So recapping your pitching, Burns is great. Don't worry about it. I like it. You can go Webb if you want. My top, my 1-2 punch is probably Gallen and Wainwright. Save some cash. Go that direction. If you want to take the chance on Heaney, you can. Now for your stacks, I like the Cardinals. I like Texas versus Logue quite a bit. You can use some A's versus Dunning if you want, but I prefer Texas. And, you know, in reality, Dunning at 6K could be in play for you. I just don't think you need to. That's the way I look at it. Houston versus Giolito is nice. I like that. That Cubs-Baltimore game stack, but give me the Cubs. But Cubs-Baltimore game stack for sure. So lots of fun on the six-game early slate. Let's get into the five-game main slate for you here. Kicking it off at 7:05 p.m. Eastern. Only got two totals so far. Blue Jays, Yankees, 8. Nationals, Padres, 7.5. We got two of the five totals. So that is fun. Let's see where we got pitching-wise. Jacob DeGrom is 10-3 at the Atlanta Braves. We saw how Scherzer sliced and diced as we talked about. DeGrom, back-to-back 35-plus point starts. One of them was against Atlanta. He's got 10 or more Ks in back-to-back starts on 76 pitches in both starts. Play Jacob DeGrom. Shane McClanahan at night. All the stars are on this one. Shane McClanahan, he scuffled his last three starts. It's been brutal, his last three starts. Now he gets the Kansas City Royals. This is an intriguing thing. A velocity has been wonky with him, so maybe you stack the Royals to be a little different. We'll see. They're striking out 22.4% of the time, hitting 279 with a 115 WRC plus versus lefties this past month. I still believe in Shane O'Mac if you want to be a little different, but in reality, I want DeGrom if I'm paying all the way up. I like to pair DeGrom potentially with a Yu Darvish at $9,000 against the Washington Nationals. I will keep attacking the Washington Nationals, striking out 20% of the time versus righties over the past month, so I don't mind Darvish in that matchup. Max Fried returns from the concussion IL, so keep an eye on that and see if there's any reports on any potential pitch counts or anything like that. But bullpen game for Kansas City, something to monitor as well. So for me, I'm just sticking up top. Give me DeGrom, McClanahan, Darvish. I prefer DeGrom, Darvish. And then I want to see like reports on Fried, because Fried at $8,500 is a value if he's like 100% ready to rock and roll. So that's something to consider as well. All righty then, let's talk hitters. This is a five-game slate. You got some aces and then a bunch of... So catcher's position, if you do want to fade McClanahan, Salvi at 48 is interesting, very interesting. I think that's got some buzz to it. But otherwise, you can go all over the board. Padres will be big, big plays versus Hannibal Sanchez. So you got Alfaro at $3,700. You can look him as an option for you. Jose Trevino at 29 versus Berríos. Berríos has been messy, especially on the road this entire season. Even when he was pitching well, the road was not kind to Jose Berríos. So you can go there at 29 hundo if you choose. First base, Vladito versus Montas is totally fine at 59. But Brandon Drury at 56 versus Anibal is enticing because I don't think many want to pay that because you got Guerrero at 59. You got Alonso at 53. Drury might fly under the radar. Great matchup versus Anibal. I like that. Matty Olson versus DeGrom in a one-off. Okay. I see you. That's interesting. I could see some upside there. But like G-Man Choi, if he gets the start, you got Hernandez starting, then a bullpen game, $3,200. Eric Hosmer at 3K versus Brubaker. I don't hate it for the price tag because we're going to need some value. And then you got Vinny P, but it's lefty-lefty. I'm curious if he gets the day off. That'll be an interesting look there for our boy Vinny P. Still only $2,300 though. Still too cheap. But I honestly, on this slate, don't hate Eric Hosmer at 3K versus JT Brubaker. Second base, you got Brandon Lau at 49. That's just fine against Hernandez in the bullpen game. But Rake Cronenworth at 46 is outstanding. Hit a grand slam on Wednesday night. That's a great price point at $4,600. Gleyber Torres found the seats on Wednesday. He's 42 versus Barrios. I prefer Crone in that spot, Cronenworth, but they're both okay. Espinal, if you're fading Montas or you're stacking the Jays, is an option for you as well. And then Von Grissom is $2,100 if you want to say screw it and get a punt in there so you can get those expensive pitchers. Go throw a Von Grissom, even if you have to grow them. Grissom at $2,100. Don't mind it. Third base, Machado versus Anibal. Great. See, it's going to be fun. You have to pay up for two pitchers, and then you want to get the Padres bats that are expensive. So you're going to have to get weird with your punts. But Machado's just fine. Don't mind Devers either. I prefer Machado, but both are 100% in play. You got Chapman at 49 if you're feeling frisky against Montas, because Montas looked broken his last time out. I don't like him in Yankee Stadium, so the Jays could be a fun one to attack him with yet again. And then here's one of your values if he's in the lineup, Brett Beatty. He went deep in his debut on Wednesday. I don't know if he'll play lefty-lefty versus Freed, but he's 2K. I mentioned him on yesterday's show, so keep an eye on that one. Shortstop position for you here. Frenchy Lindor loves him a lefty, so 57 is just fine. A few other ones to peek at here. Xander Bogaerts at 43 is not too shabby versus Brubaker. Even Hyung-Sun Kim's a cheaper Padre at 41, so you can go there. Eovaldi has been a disaster because the velocity has been down. So a guy like O'Neill Cruz at 39 in a tournament is in play for you as well. Other than that, nothing great standing out. Let's head to the outfield. Juan Soto at 61. Maybe this is the time where he really pops off for the Padres. It'll be a fun one against his old team before they head out of town. So that'll be good. Acuna Jr. against DeGrom. And I want to fade DeGrom, but it's on a five-game slate. It's interesting because he's going to be chalky. So that's very intriguing. And Acuna's just been a machine. So it's something to discuss in the Slack chat for sure. But Tommy Pham at 48. Randy Rosarena at 47, I love. I picked him up in tonight's draft, as a matter of fact. Big Rosarena fan. So you can go there. And Michael Harris, too. But Brian Reynolds, I like a lot at 41 versus Eovaldi. I really like Brian Reynolds. He's heating up again. So $4,100 versus Eovaldi is a decent value if you're looking for some upside value on this slate. Arroyo for Boston. I forgot to mention him earlier. He's been crushing it. He's super cheap. So he'd be another guy you could take a peek at for Boston versus Brubaker. That'd be one. Alex Verdugo is hitting very well. He's only $3,000. Like, that is ridiculous. Like, he's hitting fifth and hitting well. So Verdugo at 3K is great. So you're getting some value here to get those pitchers, maybe get some Padres bats and make things interesting. Robbie Grossman's been actually hitting well for the Braves again. Or again, not wanting to fade the Mets though. So keep those in mind. But that's about it at the outfield. Recapping your pitching on the five-game main slate for you, it's DeGrom, it's McClanahan, it's Darvish. I prefer DeGrom. Darvish, keep an eye on the information on Freed. If he's fully stretched and ready to roll, I have no problem with Freed as well. I guess if you have to have a punt, wow. I guess you try Frankie Montas of 73, but I don't love it. Don't love it at all. All right, your stacks, though. I don't mind Boston versus Brubaker. That's very good. Pittsburgh versus Eovaldi has a little twinge to it, though. I think there's some upside in that one. So that's a fun game to keep an eye on. I like Toronto and New York both against Barrios and Montas. But Tampa Bay versus the bullpen game is in play. And then San Diego, by far and away, is your top stack on this slate. It's easy. That's an easy one for you on this slate. But that'll do it, folks. Six game early, five game main slate. Alan, what's up, man? Thanks for joining me tonight in the chat here. Hope you guys have a great Thursday. It's going to be a fun one. We've got a full Friday of action. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDEntric if you have any questions, or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. Also, give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes or Spotify, and give it the old thumbs up and leave a comment if you're watching on YouTube. But check out Bench with Bubba. Lots of cool stuff. And Thursday night show with Bloomfield is going to be great. We're recapping the first seven rounds of our 2023 NFBC Draft Champions Draft that I literally just finished before I hit record for this. So I hope you guys check all that stuff out. Have a great day. Metal Alloy, thanks a lot, friend. You guys enjoy. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, August 18th edition. I'm out.
This is Sean Grain from the Sports Gambling Podcast, and in case you didn't know, the show you're listening to right now, as well as my show, the Sports Gambling Podcast, is part of the Blue Wire Podcast Network. Blue Wire was founded in 2018 on the concept that independent podcasts would be more successful if they worked together. Today, Blue Wire has grown to feature 300 shows led by former athletes, media professionals, and passionate fans, plus guys like me who just love betting on sports. Over the past few years, Blue Wire has privately raised over $10 million to expand their team, podcast network, and business operations. Now they are raising another round on WeFunder. WeFunder is a crowdfunding source that connects startups with investors. It's a cool platform that gives everyone the opportunity to be part of a growing startup. You can invest for as little as $100. In other words, you don't have to be a millionaire to invest in cool companies on WeFunder. I can vouch for Sports Gambling Podcast and our Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Our partnership with Blue Wire has really been vital to us growing. Kevin and his team do tremendous work over there. So Blue Wire is raising money to expand their sales team and improve operations, which in turn will help this show and many like them continue to grow. If you'd like to be part of the Blue Wire investment round or want to find out more information, go to WeFunder.com/BlueWire.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.